Our friend, elder law attorney Kerry Peck, is on a phone line, and I wanted to just take a minute to thank him for sponsoring our Thomas Jefferson show, wish him a happy holiday, and talk a little bit about some of the complications folks go through this time of year and all of the time. Kerry, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great, John. Thanks very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and all of your listeners. It's a chilly morning here in Chicago, but I guess at the end of November, that's what we can expect.
Yeah, welcome to the city. I saw a statistic, Kerry, this won't surprise you. 1 in 5 Americans is over the age of 65, and some of those 66-year-olds are caring for 96-year-olds, and those aging folks are going to need more care down the road. I don't know that we are at a crisis point, but the need for care for senior citizens is only getting greater, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, John. And you point out a very significant problem with, you know, older adults taking care of older yet adults.
Yeah.
And, of course, there seems to be a dramatic shortage in doctors and places for the older, the 90-year-olds, to live.
You work with an older population or the children of older Americans all the time because you're an elder law attorney. I know that you see not only the need, but you also see abuse that goes on all of the time. And you tell us that often it's maybe the surviving parent, maybe it's dad, now has a girlfriend, and it might be a caregiver, but the caregiver is taking financial advantage of dad. Describe that scenario. What are we talking about there?
Well, unfortunately, it appears to be an epidemic scenario, and what we're talking about is, you know, mom and dad are probably well beyond 65 years old, and mom dies, and dad requires additional care. He and his family can have the resources to put in-home care, and usually that care provider is going to be a woman, and usually that care provider is going to be a woman much younger than dad, and they spend perhaps 24/7 together in dad's condo or house. One thing leads to the next, and they're all of a sudden romantically involved, and the caregiver is saying to dad, now her lover, so to speak, I have a son, and he needs tuition to private school, and I need to drive him there. I need a car. Wouldn't it be nice if you put my name on your bank account? Wouldn't it be nice if you put your name on my condominium or my house? We're real close now, and they got real close real fast. And, of course, the children, who are often out of town, have no idea what's going on. And by the time they realize what's going on, it's often too late in the ball game, particularly if dad dies. And it's often late in the game when they realize something has happened along the way. Sometimes we go in and ask that dad be declared what's called a disabled person, indicating that with a medical report, he doesn't have the cognitive ability to make decisions, and all of the purported gifts that he made to the caregiver should be reversed and money coming back to dad. So these are unfortunately a much more common problem than we saw many years ago.
If you realize that after the last parent has passed away, so mom's dead, dad's dead, and now, lo and behold, the caregiver girlfriend has the assets, but if you suspect that that was done under duress, can you claw that stuff back?
You can, in fact, John, and we've done a lot of that type of litigation. You issue what's called a recovery citation. You open a probate estate, have one of the kids appointed as executor or administrator, and then we issue what's called a citation to recover. Deposition is taken to the caregiver. We have subpoena power to go to the banks and anywhere else that she may have, quote unquote, received these gifts. So, yes, there's a lot of litigation involving the financial perpetrator, financial abuser in these types of cases.
You know, you and I talked about the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story when that first broke. Right. And I must say, this is just a passing observation, that the longer that story plays out, the more it almost seems like an abusive relationship, that she is taking advantage of the situation. And even though he's this famed football coach, maybe he isn't fully aware of how he's being taken advantage of, embarrassed at times. Maybe he's not embarrassed. He showed up at her adult cheerleading competition recently. But now one of his kids' spouses is arguing with his girlfriend or wife about that relationship. Anyway, the point is that the kids are watching this happen in real time, and they don't seem to be able to do anything about it. And I would imagine it's difficult for a judge or anybody else to score if that's just an awkward relationship that these people are willingly engaged in, or if it's some sort of manipulation or abuse. How do you know, you know?
Well, you don't know until, in theory, the individual, and it's unlikely Bill Belichick's going to sit with a doctor for an examination to determine his capacity. He's still coaching, and doesn't seem to be doing that well, but he's still coaching. And, you know, unless there's a substantial evidence of a cognitive impairment, Bill Belichick can date anybody he wants, and, you know, his kids are unfortunately, as you say, going to watch it and maybe left out.
And so to our other adult children out there, you may not like the fact that dad has this relationship, but it doesn't mean that that's abusive or manipulative. That may just be dad's conscious choice, right?
Well, if dad has the ability to make a decision, even if it's a bad decision, then there isn't a whole lot you can do about it other than perhaps talk directly to dad and rely on maybe dad's friends talking to him. But, you know, the issue really is cognitive impairment. And without it, there really is very little in the way of legal remedies.
Jesse Jackson Jr. had a piece yesterday in the USA Today about caring for his dad, Jesse Jackson. The New York Times had an op-ed, an opinion piece written this week about how difficult and expensive it is to care for older adults. And as a government or a society, we really don't help out much, do we?
No, we really don't. You know, if you can get your Medicaid to pay for your in-home care, or more properly, your nursing home care, but you have to have almost no assets to do that. You know, the long-term care insurance business is booming, but you know, you have to qualify for it. You have to be able to afford it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're dead on right. The government is really not looking towards the future and caring for older adults.
I'm going to vote for the person who figures out how to do that and gets in front of it. The Peck Ritchie Law Firm is in front of it every day. That's Kerry Peck, the elder law attorney. It was nice to see you at our Thomas Jefferson show. I'll see you again sometime in the near future, but thanks for visiting with us a little bit today, Kerry Peck.
All right, John. Happy Thanksgiving again. Take care.
Yep, that's Kerry Peck, peckritchie.com.